that was the peak of the massacre. Since then, there have been repeated atrocities. Every once in a while, one of them breaks through. The Santa Cruz massacre, the Dili massacre that you heard about, was one that did break through to international attention. The Indonesians made a technical error there, for those of you who are interested in a career in international affairs and offer some free advice. When you carry out a massacre, you're supposed to make sure that there's no television cameras around. Then it's okay. So there was a long series of massacres right through the 80s, which were just fine, but this one had a technical error. There was a British journalist, cameraman, hiding behind a gravestone. The first massacre was in the graveyard, and he filmed it. He filmed the Indonesian soldiers coming and, you know, shooting at the crowd and so on. And there was a second technical error made. There were two American journalists there, freelance dissidents, but nevertheless Americans. The Indonesians were going to kill him. One was Alan Nairn, who you know, I'm sure he's a very important freelance journalist. Another was Amy Goodman, who's WBAI news director. Alan was trying to protect Amy, and he practically had his skull fractured and was practically killed and so on, and that's bad form too. You're not supposed to practically kill American reporters, even if they're dissidents. So again, some more free advice. After this, so it did get international attention. After this happens, there's a routine that you go through. If the Indonesians didn't understand them, it was explained to them by their PR firm in Washington. What you do is arrange an inquiry, which the outcome is that you blame the victims for it, but you say we committed some errors. And some low-level soldiers may get a few months in jail, while the people who were attacked and those who survived are sent off to life sentences for crimes like insulting Indonesia and so on. And then it's the job of the foreign supporters, you know, the governments, you know, the Australian and American government, the press and so on, to praise Indonesia for its courage in facing up to this atrocity and for having done the right thing and confessed their guilt, and now we can proceed, and I'll describe how we proceed later on. That's when it did reach the public, however. And it goes on right until today.